cancer and so forth. Just glad to be in Atlanta to breathe, and just glad to be alive. Then you say, well, I guess I still have a few things left to do. I want to be of service. How, in fact, can't I intervene into the larger conversation about the role of America in the world? To make the world safe for the legacy of Martin King and others is part of my calling. If you're really going to be intelligent, then you acknowledge the limitations of critical intelligence and still attempt to be intelligent. The comic tends to go places the tragic doesn't want to go. The comic goes into the steady ache of misery of everyday life. Tragedy tends to be more concerned with the extremity of cases. Hope is something that is earned by means of blood, sweat, and tears, which means it's participatory and is usually against the grain. 9/11, most Americans feel unsafe, unprotected, subject to random violence, and hate it. Well, to be a nigger in America for 350 years is to be unsafe, unprotected, subject to random violence, and hate it. The question becomes, now that the nation has the blues, can that blues nation learn from a blues people? I think part of the genius of the Founding Fathers was that they incorporated Socratic dimension in the Bill of Rights. The Enlightenment oftentimes cast itself as if it had no darkness shot through its light. And that itself is dogmatic. All democracies are subject to corruption. All we got to do is look at our own. We actually believe that the cure for these corruptions in democracy is more democratic accountability. I take individuality very seriously, but I'm very suspicious of individualism. People are feeling empty, wrestling with spiritual malnutrition, losing the art of intimacy, losing the art of community, and losing the art of dialogue. Can't have a democracy without dialogue. We're worshiping at the golden calf of wealth and power and status. Moses goes up to receive a revelation having to do with justice and righteousness, and the people become restless, and they begin to worship a golden calf, dressing their own fears and desires in something that is both fleeting and unable to deliver. Young people have always historically played a disproportionate role in reviving and awakening citizens. I would go as far as to talk about just music itself as a profound expression of the human spirit. The very fact that now we are the superpower, now what we do disproportionately affects the world in ways that was not the case 50 years ago, means that every life on the planet is affected by what we're talking about. Most Christians in America, unfortunately, tend to be Constantinian Christians because they now defer to the American Empire. They can't see the night side of the American Empire. The press and the university are ideally supposed to be the places where the parhesia takes place. These are places where, if there's not freedom of expression, then where is one going to find it? We want a robust conversation about the Middle East, and the State Department won't let us have it. I mean, what's going on here? Democracy is very much about that kind of self-criticism, that kind of process of maturation, process of development, and process of growth, which again is ceaseless and endless. Love, democracy over against death, dogma, mediated with a dialogue that is ceaseless.